Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Malaprops and Moxie. This is your host, Tayflo, and today's episode, I actually bring on my dad, Bob Florio, to talk about his experience with getting the COVID vaccine. Now, granted, he's 69 years old, so he's in the category where they had first priority, but he talks through what it was like to hear about the vaccine, what it was like getting it, what the vibe has been like with his friends, and then what life looks like after the vaccine. One thing that I know he mentioned while we were interviewing him was that he was feeling very fortunate. And I love that he said that. And I hope that you guys can hear this episode and walk away feeling motivated and that you guys will all get that vaccine. Thanks and enjoy. Happy listening. Welcome, Dad, to Malaprops and Moxie. I am so excited to have you here. I feel like I started thinking about wanting to interview all my family members, but I was like waiting for them to be able to come to Charlotte to be in the studio with me. But obviously that is not easy. So here we are on a virtual call and you are on my podcast finally. So welcome.
I know.
Will you just tell anyone who's listening who you are, a little bit about yourself, you know, whatever you want to share.
Okay. Well, you did a good job already. I'm Taylor's dad, the Tayflo's dad, Bob. And I'm a retired aerospace engineer living on the beach in beautiful Indian Rocks Beach, Florida, around the Gulf of Mexico. And have been retired for about 3 years, enjoying life until last March when everybody stopped enjoying life for a while. So I'm here and I'm willing to answer the questions that you have and discuss my experience in getting the COVID vaccination and the process that goes with it.
I know. So. I can't wait to hear your perspective. And you know, what's funny is like a lot of the people that I think listen to my podcast are significantly younger than you. So
of course,
you know, it'll just,
nobody's retired.
Right? Except for you. You're one of my avid listeners, right?
True. True statement. Yep.
I also want to interject that Dad makes a mean, meatball and red sauce. Cause we are Italian. So I'm going to just highlight the fact that you know how to cook a really good Italian meal.
Yeah. And COVID has given me the opportunity to really do my job. You know, I love cooking.
That's
and,
awesome.
You wouldn't believe the appliances I've accrued over this past year.
That's
all
good.
All kinds of stuff. Yeah, yeah. And it makes life easier and it makes the food better too. So
that's right.
I'm all in on cooking.
That's awesome.
Yep. Good. I think a lot of folks, you know, in the country being homebound have discovered that they can cook or try to cook, and the results sometimes turn out good. And it's quite a feeling of accomplishment if you do try it and it works out well. And, you know, guys like you love it, then you did your job.
Yeah. I have a friend who started making bagels and now we're like, hey, can you bring bagels every time we get together? Because they're so good.
See? A hidden talent.
Right, exactly. okay, so we are here to talk about the COVID vaccine. I guess want to start with maybe when you first found out that like you would probably be one of the first groups to get it, like what was your initial thought? Mm-hmm. And definitely want to hear a little bit about what the like word on the street was, because I know that you are a part of a, you know, men's retired men's softball league. So you speak and hang out with a lot of people your age who probably have a lot of different thoughts and opinions. So maybe just talk a little bit about like what it was like when you first heard that, like, okay, you know, senior citizens are number one. Also, I will mention, because you live in Florida, there's also like that factor of your state is running things different than, you know, other states too. So anything you want to add to that?
Well, discovering that there was vaccine available after, you know, 11 months. And that is like record time. I'm 69 again. And we've all been vaccinated for measles and mumps and rubella and chicken pox and tetanus and tuberculosis yeah. and, you know, on and on and on. And then all of a sudden there's these people that say, well, vaccine is no good. You know, you don't know what they're putting in your arm and so on. Well, and then again, the short period of discovery to get this vaccine was remarkable in itself. So I think the brevity of having the vaccine available made some skeptics even more skeptical. But in my case, I'm a firm believer in science because of my, you know, my previous experiences. And as soon as it became available, we hit the jackpot, you know, got online and set up an appointment. So there was an appointment made for myself and my wife, and they were both scheduled for the same days. However, there were two different places, two different locations, because there was like selling out in, you know, 10 minutes for like 6,000 doses. So to give a kind of a background to where I live, Pinellas County, Florida, is the most populated county in the entire state. It doesn't have the most people. It just has the most people in the area that it encompasses. Mm-hmm. So we're population dense where I live. Again, living on the beach, it's a little bit less crowded, but the takeaway from that is it's filled with visitors from all over, from who knows where.
Literally.
And
spring break the time.
It's a party every day. It's a beach. You know, you live at the beach, live on the Gulf, and it's just a wonderful lifestyle. But it also presents risks because, I mean, there's people that drive here from Montana.
Yeah.
I had an Airbnb across the street. The guy drove from Bismarck, North Dakota, to stay down here for a month. And then there's people, you know, from all over every day. So the population is varied, and it's not like you can really establish a pod or a group of people that you know where they've been, who they've interacted with, and so on. Again, getting to the old guys that play softball, I would say, you know, and we've got 80 guys over the age of 55 that are on six different teams, and I would say that it's probably 60-40 as far as who will get the vaccine versus who will refuses to get the vaccine. And, you know, you could probably assign politics and the previous administration to some of that thought process, and social media, which has, you know, spread all kinds of different rumors and so on about this vaccine. But having completed the whole regimen, and waking up the morning after the second shot feeling better than I have in the last year, I think absolutely proves to me anyway that it's safe, and it just relieves the insecurity and the apprehension of actually going out and doing something.
Yeah,
I've been on my balcony at the beach since March 12th in 2020. I haven't
almost
left
a full
the
year.
Balcony.
Yeah.
Almost a year. Yep.
Okay. Yep. I was just going to say, you mentioned what you felt like after you get it, after you got it, which I do want to get into, because I saw something that you posted on Facebook and it made me laugh. You know, you, and this is not new news, I'm not like saying anything that you probably wouldn't say about yourself, but like, you are a healthy person in regards to the fact that you aren't in the hospital all the time or whatever, but like, you do have your own groupings of like health concerns. And so for me to hear that you woke up the next morning feeling the way you did, I was like, what? Like, you know what I mean? You just don't, you don't think that you hear all these stories of people, you know, feeling like, oh, I've got headaches, I woke up with chills and all this stuff. So that was,
sure.
Tell us how you felt, the next morning.
Well, actually, the first dose and the first dose gave me more of some side effects than the second dose did. And, you know, being an engineer, I read everything that you could possibly read about as far as this whole disease and mm-hmm. the course and the transmission and the cure. And they say that if the first dose gives you any side effects, it probably indicates that you had the virus. Mm. And I could have been asymptomatic, you know, for some period of time. And really all it was just upper arm pain and swelling at the injection site. It wasn't like I had the shivers or a fever or any of those other more serious side effects. So it was basically like any other vaccine.
Yeah.
And again, let me jump in right here and say that I have never gotten a regular flu shot.
Really?
Ever. Yes.
I didn't know that.
My entire life. Yes. So when this thing came out, you know, it said, oh, yeah, it's just like a regular flu shot. And I said, okay. You know, and that kind of gave me a little bit of tension as well, you know. So, but anyway, the second, and, you know, you have to sit there after you get the first injection, and they monitor you to make sure you don't have any, you know, you don't get anaphylactic shock or any sure. kind of adverse reaction. And then they come over and ask you how you feel, you know. So the guy came over, he was a Pinellas County EMS. He goes, Robert, how do you feel? And I looked him right in the eye and I said, I feel fortunate.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
And he says, he told me, he says, yep. He says, you hit the lottery, because I was in the first group of 65 and older to get it in this county, you know? So I did. I felt like I was blessed.
Wow.
And the second one, which is 21 days later, which this appointment was already scheduled, because the county that I live in uses this absolutely fantastic software to get you scheduled and to the location and all the associated paperwork that goes with it. It's just pretty remarkable and fairly straightforward to do. But then
I feel
the
like not
one,
a lot of people are dealing with that. Most people are having problems.
Yes.
So it's good that you had.
And there you go. There you go. Just like across the river or across Tampa Bay is Hillsborough County. It's not Pinellas County.
Oh, whoops. Yeah.
And they are having big time problems, you know, because they do these drive-throughs and super centers where you know, there's thousands and thousands of people driving up, and they only have 3,000 doses. So it's like a riot scene over in Hillsborough. Mm. Whereas in our county, you know, you only can get an appointment if you get online and register and absolutely, you know, hit it at the right time when they offer the doses as available. Now, that probably all will change. Like Dr. Fauci, he said in April, anybody that wants one is going to be able to get one. I firmly believe that, because it'll be Walmart. It'll be Publix. It'll be CVS. It'll be every pharmacy in the country.
Yeah.
We'll be able to distribute it regardless of what you look like and who you are and how old you are. So
that day is coming.
Yes. Yeah. And that day is coming. It's just, you know, patience is something that most people don't have anymore.
I mean, we've had a shitty year. So, yeah, it's to be expected.
No doubt.
I saw on Facebook you had put like a selfie up of you having a drink, like saying, you know, day two after the final dose. And one of your friends, I think, asked you like how you were feeling, and you literally responded with, I think they gave me steroids because I've never felt better in my life. And I just I laughed so hard at that, because you did. You called me the next morning after your second dose and you're like, Taylor, I woke up feeling better than I ever have. And I just was like, that's amazing.
Yeah. And I can't attribute it to any one thing other than relief, you know, stress,
100%.
And anxiety. And, you know, the whole dark cloud that hangs over every American's head or everybody in the world's head called COVID, you know, and I just, I guess that probably played the most part in relieving everything that I, you know, had been feeling, you know, because I had been sluggish and bored, and I've Shit, I've read 35 books since last March, yeah. You know, so I get four different magazines every month and read them cover to cover. And so that's how I occupy my time, or walk down to the beach.
Yeah.
So last night, yesterday, which is 3 days after, actually 4 days after my second injection, I walked down to the beach and met probably 15 friends that had, aww, you know, they do that almost every night to watch sunset, and it was like a homecoming. It was just so nice. It was outside, it was sunset, it was beautiful weather, and it was moving to know that, you know, that. And another woman that I know, Nancy, she had just gotten her second one as well, so we gave each other an extra hug.
Aww.
You know, it's just such a good feeling. It really is. I would not discourage anyone, regardless of who it is or where you are, to get the freaking vaccine.
Yeah, get the freaking vaccine. Okay. I love it. I agree. My next question is kind of along the lines of what you just alluded to. Like, obviously, we know that while we're continuing to vaccinate the country, there is still a need for social distancing, mask wearing, hand washing, you know, the whole nine. So, like, how do you feel your... Because you're a social guy. I take after you for that. So thank you. And I know that you know, you're a part of your softball league. You have you're literally a regular at most restaurants at the beach. You know all these people. I think you're like a self-appointed mayor at this point. But, you know, like what do you see life being like for you in your community, knowing that you have the vaccine, knowing that a lot of your friends, because they're your age, have the vaccine, but we are still having to get the rest of, you know, 80% of the population vaccinated before we really can walk around without masks and not have to worry.
Yeah. And I understand what you're asking. And I had a good glimpse of that last night. And then I also thought about it this morning. And the way I look at it is I'm still going to take precautions. I mean, washing my hands, wearing a mask whenever I go into a enclosed building, like a farmer's market, or not a farm, but any store, you wear a mask, you protect yourself, you wash your hands.
Right.
But on the other hand, being 100% vaccinated and going out into public and seeing how the general population is dealing with this, there's folks that do not wear a mask, will not wear a mask, and just stay out all day long or stay in a bar, you know, all the evening, all night long, without any precautions. Now, I, for one, would feel oblivious to that, because I know on March 5th, I will be 95% immune to this whole thing. And so these folks are taking, they're making a judgment call. They're taking the risks that are well known. Everybody knows what the consequences are. And yet they still go out and do unprotected or unsafe gathering.
Yeah.
So that's on them.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not, I've done my part. If they don't choose, if someone who doesn't use social distancing protection and trying to keep out of large crowds wants to do that, that's their thing. You know, I mean, live and let live. That's where I'm at. That's, I think, the bottom line right now.
Yeah.
Live and let die. I said live and let live.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like live and let live. I know. Well, it's interesting hearing you talk about that perspective, because for me, I am not an essential worker. I don't work in healthcare. I'm only 36. I don't have underlying health conditions. So I'm literally going to be the last group that can get the vaccine.
Right.
And so I'm sitting here, maybe walking around. Now, granted, I think North Carolina operates very different than Florida. So I will say, every time I have come home to visit, I'm shook at the fact that people give three shits about COVID. It is crazy.
Yeah.
So, because in North Carolina, every single move you make, most of the time, especially in urban Charlotte, obviously we have a very different vibe here in Charlotte than Western North Carolina, but
out in the country.
Yeah. But people follow the rules here. And so when you're so used to following the rules, and then you go to a place where they don't, it's
there's
like,
no rules.
Right. Well, and then it's like, how do you know who's vaccinated? Like, am I going to keep asking people who don't have a mask on that I'm hanging out with? Like, hey, can you show me your card? Like, can you prove that, you know what I mean? Like, it's yep. just, it's going to be so messy for a long time until we're, you know, yeah. to that point.
Well, I think on that point though, Taylor, you know, I can get almost guarantee you that you will be vaccinated fully by April.
I hope so.
Being a regular person, yeah, man on the street, anybody and everybody is going to be able to get it because of the sheer numbers
yeah.
that are coming from these manufacturers. You know, you just got to want to do it
right.
and not have any objections to it.
Right.
So that being the case, if you can hold on for two more months and obey the
yeah.
the prescribed, you know, precautions, then you'll be fine.
Yeah.
And that's the bottom line. You just got to hold on for two more months. And the fortunate ones, the old people like us, are don't have to wait that as extra 2 months,
right.
basically.
Which is so
how it's going to boil down to, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I know I feel that same feeling of like stress relief that you were describing, just knowing that you and mom both are getting, like, you both have the vaccine now. So I'm like, now if like all the older folks in my life could get it, that would be great. But, you know, it is, you don't realize how much your brain affects your physical state, whether it's like that heaviness or, you know, a fog or your demeanor, you know, that can really have an effect on you.
I've never experienced anything like that awakening after my second shot.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I was, you know, expecting all different outcomes, believe me. And it was like, wow. And I just, it all worked out. And, you know, unfortunately, there probably are some folks that have some adverse reactions.
Yeah.
But again, like the experts say, you know, getting the fever and the chills for a couple of days is way more better than getting COVID and being on in a hospital room.
Yep.
So
absolutely,
you know, it's a risk reward and cost benefit analysis. The shot is free. You know, it'll save you from dying and it'll save you from going in a hospital. Those two factors alone,
win-win,
are worth the price of admission, right?
Definitely.
Zero.
Well, yep.
It's been glorious. I feel great.
Good. Yep. I'm so glad. You definitely, I mean, I can tell just by like when we've talked that you feel like yourself, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's good to get outside and ride my bike and, you know, go to a softball game and not have to worry about interacting with other folks. You know, again, I could be asymptomatic and they haven't determined whether you've been vaccinated, whether you can spread it or not and all that. So I do. That's why I take the same precautions that I did prior to getting the vaccine.
Yeah.
I must wash my hands 20 times every day.
I know, me too.
Know, every time I walk in the house or out the house or in the utility room, I wash my hands.
I know. I've invested so much more time and effort on the type of soap I'm getting. Because before it was like, soap, whatever. And now that like we wash our hands so much, like I want my hands to smell good. I want to have, when I do wash my hands, it's like an aromatherapy experience. So now I feel like I'm being strategic.
Yeah. And you know, it's like everybody's into that antibacterial soap and, you know, this special soft soap and all of that. Well, that it's not really required. You can use plain old ivory soap.
Yeah.
As long as it has an emulsifier, it's going to kill the virus on your hands.
Yeah.
any soap will do. Yeah.
Well, so speaking of like facts and whatnot, what would you say is your, like, if you had a resource to give to the listeners of like where you get your information or what you like to read as it relates to COVID or the vaccine, like, do you have one place that you consistently go to that you want to share? I know I'm putting you on the spot.
Great question. You know, because I'm Italian, I trust the Italian from Brooklyn, Tony Fauci.
Yeah.
You know, he's,
Why am I not surprised?
Whatever he does, I'm going to do. Yeah. I don't care what he does, I'm going to do it. You know, or what he says, I'm going to do it. Mm-hmm. But I mean, as far as sources go, you know, especially in Florida, you know, we have all this crazy governor that wants to lock up the lady that controls the dashboard that gives you the data of who's sick and who's where and the numbers and so on. You know, I basically log into the CDC website and the CDC website is the one-stop shop for everything you want to know about COVID and precautions and spread and on and on, variants and on and on and on, you know. So CDC.gov, and it just, they have unbelievable amount of COVID information there. And you know that it's not going to be right now. Now is not going to be biased in any way.
Right.
You know, in the last administration, they were telling them what they could print and what they couldn't print and so on. Well, that thing, that's out the window. That whole process now
that was
is
yesterday.
Back.
Yep.
The rebuilding, rebuilding it back to a trusted source and basically the last word. You know, CDC is the gold standard, as they say, as far as health. And then whatever they say, I do. Them and Tony Fauci. I love
it. Got to stick with the Italians.
Uncle Tony, yeah.
Okay. Oh, that's awesome.
I like to sit down and eat a dish of macaroni with that guy.
Yeah, you know? I know, right?
He won't even have his family for Christmas. I mean, that's how sincere. And he's committed.
Yeah.
The guy's 80 years old. You know, he's 80. God bless him.
That's crazy. So,
right. I did. Go ahead, Taylor.
Well, I was just going to wrap it up. But if you've got one more thing to say, please say it.
Well, not really. I just appreciate everything that this county and my government has done in getting, you know, I get Harper's Magazine, and last month's issue had the two doctors that worked for Biogen, which was a partner with Pfizer to develop the original vaccine. This guy is a husband and wife. They're both brilliant people.
Yeah.
And they're the ones that discovered this mRNA process.
Yeah.
And in this article, which is, it's like a 13-page article about how the vaccine came about within 11 months, they drew up the genetic makeup of this vaccine over a weekend. The husband and wife, two people, over a weekend, are going to save, you know,
the world,
humanity.
Right.
Yeah, from pandemic that who knows where it would have ended without some type of tool to stop the spread.
Yeah.
So, you know, science is the, and especially nowadays with supercomputers, I mean, they plug in these genome sequences into a supercomputer and 5 minutes later, they could tell you everything you've had to eat since you were, you know, a baby.
Yeah, it's crazy. You know? I know.
So I trust the science. I trust the, and trust is one of the things that a lot of folks that are hesitant don't have. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. And I guess if there was one message that I could leave, with the listeners, is trust the science, because they're not out to get you.
Yeah.
No one's out to get you. You are out to get yourself if you don't trust the science.
Yes. And
that's it.
Yeah. I've had a lot of conversations recently about like the fear factor and like this, the reason why it seems like there's a lot of fear around this is because it is scary that 500,000 people have died from this, right? Like that's crazy. And so you get to choose and you have control over how you take in information. And so if you're choosing to hear fear, that's on you. It's up to you as your own human being with your own responsibilities to take the facts, do the research, you know, and trust the science and not let fear be the thing that leads you through this pandemic, you know?
Yeah. And overwhelmingly, like you said, 500,000 people is a lot in this country. And to just blow off a way to prevent yourself from becoming a statistic
right.
in that 500,000. It just makes sense. So
yeah,
I'm all for it. I mean, I the anti-vaxxers, they can have their little tin foil hats and then do their thing where they sit.
But
as far as I'm concerned, public health is what it is. Public
yeah.
health.
Yeah. I agree.
And a lot of people don't know what public health is. It's all about me.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I will say
the guy living next door to you.
Yeah. Being someone who works in higher education, public health is now becoming one of the more popular areas of study. I've had so many students asking me about public health majors and career paths. And so this is kind of a blessing in disguise of like the silver lining of COVID. It's brought a lot of young people, Generation Z specifically, into the limelight of like, oh, I want to study this. I want to be able to help. I want to be able to handle this when it happens in another however many years. So I think that's
And it will happen again.
Yep.
Yeah, that's good to hear. That's encouraging.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah.
and it's going to be, like you say, the Gen Zers and all those folks that will have to maintain. But then again, you know, like I said, with supercomputers today, in 20 years, you may have like a tricorder from Star Trek where they could just zoop, go by you and,
oh my gosh,
and you'll be cured, you right. know, or diagnosed or something. That probably is going to happen, but not in my lifetime.
Right. We'll see that when it shows up. Okay, well, I'm going to leave you with a malaprop of the day, and we'll see if you can figure out,
you know I will.
Okay, so now that you have the COVID vaccine and you are, as of March 5th, will be immune, 95% immune. I'm so glad that you no longer have an expiration date.
An exploration date. That's great. Did you make that up?
Yeah.
Make that up?
Well, I think one time I accidentally said exploration instead of expiration. And so I was like, oh God, I got to write that down.
Yeah.
That's a malaprop.
Yes, for sure. Tell you what, that was great. I love that. So I'm 95% immune. I'm so glad I don't have an exploration date.
Right. Well, I know you do eventually, but not anytime soon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome.
I know. And then, God willing, I feel so much better now. And whatever time from here on, I consider, you know, quality time.
Yep. Very fortunate, like you said.
For sure.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for being on my podcast. I appreciate it.
How much fun. Yeah, that was great, Taylor. I appreciate you thinking about me and wanting to have your listeners just hear what I had to say. But again, I encourage anyone, when it becomes available in April, just go get the shot and get over it. And then you can be on with your life.
Yep.
All right.
And maybe our next episode we can talk about all things NASA. Because I know you've got some cool stories about NASA life.
Yeah. Perseverance landed on Mars yesterday.
Know.
Did you see that?
I did.
Yeah.
I did.
Yeah.
I love it.
It was a wonderful day for NASA and JPL, the Joint Jet Propulsion Lab. Yep.
I love it.
Yep. NASA
Space
will be another
kids for
topic
life.
At another time.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks.
All right,
bye, everybody. This episode of Malaprops and Moxie was recorded at the Huga Coworking Podcast Studio. You can find them online at wearehuga.com, and that's spelled H-Y-G-G-E. The music was recorded and produced by Young Citizen. Thanks so much for listening, and don't forget to subscribe and write a review.